Shmuel Be Perek Yutet. This Perek begins with David's response to his son Avshalom's death. The Perek has 12 sections. The first one, Pesukim Aleph through Hey, we have David's reaction. Vayirgaz ha-melech, vayal al aliyat ha-sha'ad, vayivk v'ko amad belechto. Beni Avshalom, beni veni Avshalom, mi yiten muti, ani tachtecha, Avshalom, beni veni. And the king trembled and went up to the room above the gate, and he cried, and as he went, he said, "My son Avshalom, my son Avshalom, I would have died in your place, Avshalom, my son." David calls Avshalom, my son, 5 times in this pasuk, and we feel his pain over the loss of his son. David lost his son born to Bathsheba, he lost his son Amnon, and now his son Avshalom. After David proclaimed Chatati in Shmuel Bet Perek Yud Bet, Natan HaNavi told him, "You will not die, but because you have disgraced the name of God, your son will die." Avshalom is his 3rd son that died. To each one, David had a different reaction. With his son born to Bathsheba, we saw acceptance. With Amnon, we saw silence. And here by Avshalom, David states his desire to have died in his place. Vayugad leYoav, hine haMelech boche vayitabel al Avshalom. And it was told to Yoav, "Here the king is crying and mourning over Avshalom." Vatihye ha-teshu'a bayom ha-hu le'evel lechol ha'am, ki shama ha'am bayom ha-hu le'mor, ne'etzav haMelech al beno. And the victory on that day turned into mourning for all the people. For the people heard on that day saying, "The king is saddened for his son." That day of victory, which is usually a day of celebration, became a day of deep sadness because of the king's response. Vayit ganev ha'am bayom ha'hu lavo ha'ir, ka'asher yit ganev ha'am ha'nechlamim benusam b'milchama. And the people stole on that day into the city, as people that are ashamed steal away when they run away in battle. They came back to the city and snuck into their homes as a defeated army, embarrassed to see the king. והמלך לאט את פניו ויצעק המלך קול גדול בני אבשלום אבשלום בני בני. And the king covered his face and the king cried with a loud voice, "My son Avshalom, Avshalom, my son, my son." This section began and ended with David crying over his son. In the middle, we have a description of the nation on that day. We have the words Bayom Hahu repeated 3 times. Bayom Hahu. That day turned into a day of mourning. The nation heard that the king was saddened because of the death of his son, and the people stole into the city. Surrounding the description of what happened on that day, we're experiencing David's incessant crying over his son Avshalom. The next section, Pesukim Vav through Chet, we have Yoav's rebuke to the king. Vayavo Yoav el hamelech habayit, vayomer, hovashta hayom et pene kol avadecha. ממלאתים את נפשך היום, ואת נפש בניך ובנותיך, ונפש נשיך, ונפש פילגשיך. And Yoav came into the house to the king and said, "You have shamed today the faces of all your servants who have saved your life today, and the lives of your sons and your daughters, and the lives of your wives, and the lives of your concubines." David's ingratitude to his servants was seen as a form of condemnation of the harmful acts that Avshalom did to David and to the rest of the family during the rebellion. Le'ahava et sone'echa ve'lisno et ohavecha ki higadeta hayom ki en lecha sarim ve'avadim ki yadati hayom ki lu Avshalom chai ve'kulanu hayom metim ki az yashar be'enecha. To love those that hate you and hate those that love you. David is mourning over the one who was trying to kill him and ignoring all those who were loyal to him. Avner is stating the truth to David in an extremely harsh manner. And he tells him, "For you have declared this day that the officers and servants are nothing to you. For this day I figured out that if Avshalom had lived and we had all died today, then it would have been okay in your eyes." Avner is pointing out to David his distorted view that he's expressing at the moment. Ve'ata kum se v'daber el alev avadecha ki badonai nishpati ki enecha yotze im yalin ish itecha halayla ורא עליך זאת מכל הרעה אשר באה עליך מנעוריך עד עתה. And now get up and go out and speak to the hearts of your servants. Avner is telling David to connect to the people, to speak to their hearts, like Avshalom did by the gate to gain the people's support in Perek Tetvav. He tells him, for I swear by God, if you don't go out, there won't be even one man sleeping by you tonight. He's implying that even he himself would leave him. And he says, and this will be worse for you than all the evil that has happened to you from your youth until now. Yoav, always by David's side, knows the suffering that David went through. And he insists that David get up and act like a leader, because if he doesn't take action today, this will be the worst thing that ever happened to him. Yoav uses the word Hayom 5 times, emphasizing the consequence to what happened by Yom Hahu on that day in the previous section. The next section is one pasuk, pasuk tet. David listens to Yoav's advice. ויקום המלך וישב בשער, לכל העם הגידו למות, הנה המלך יושב בשער, ויבוא כל העם לפני המלך, וישראל נס איש לאוהליו. Then the king got up and sat in the gate, and they told the nation, saying, here the king is sitting in the gate. And the nation came before the king. Now Israel had run away, every man to his tent. This section, one pasuk long, describes David sitting in the gate, the place of connection with the people. It's interesting to note how David took the advice of Yoav and went out to the people. And he did it in the way that Avshalom did, by sitting in the gate. David uses the experience of Mered Avshalom to learn from his mistakes. Now, David's followers, who had run to their tents in Pasuk Dalet, came out to the king. And now, after seeing how those who were dedicated to David returned to him, we have in the next section, Pasukim Yud through Yud Aleph, the people of Yisrael, those who were with Avshalom, deciding to restore the king back into his position. Vayhi kol ha'am nadun bechol shivtei Yisrael lemor, hamelech hitzilanu mikaf oyevenu. And all the people debated throughout all the tribes of Yisrael, saying, the king delivered us out of the hands of our enemies. Vehu miletanu mikaf pelishtim. And he saved us from the hands of the Pelishtim. Ve'ata barach min ha'aretz me'al Avshalom. And now he ran from the land from Avshalom. Ve'avshalom asher mashachnu alenu met b'melchama. And Avshalom, who we anointed over us, died in battle. Ve'ata lama atem mechadishim lehashiv et ha'melech. And now, why are you silent about bringing the king back? It seems like we're hearing some of the different statements of all the different people. The men of Israel who followed Avshalom are discussing the advantages of having David back as their king, and they're reflecting on the sequence of events which led to this point. Okay, these last two sections had first David's warriors and then Avshalom's warriors respond to David's return to kingship. In the next section, Pesukim Yud Bet through Kaf Aleph, the king calls to the men of Yehuda for their support. And after he receives it, he returns to Eretz Yisrael. David, who's currently in Machanaim, has not heard from the men of Yehuda. He now sends them a message that he's ready to return. V'hamelech David shalach el Sadok ve'el Eviatar ha-Kohanim lemor, daberu el ziknei Yehuda lemor, lama tihiyu acharonim lehashiv et ha-melech el beto, udevar kol Yisrael ba'el ha-melech el beto. And King David sent to Sadok and Abiatar the Kohanim, saying, speak to the elders of Yehuda, saying, why are you the last ones to bring the king back to his house? And the word of Israel came to the king to bring him back to his house. Achai atem, atzmi uvsari atem, velama tiyu acharonim lehashiv et ha-melech. You are my brothers, you're my flesh and blood. Why should you be the last to bring the king back? Ve'ala amasa tomeru halo atzmi uvsari ata. And to Amasa say, are you not my flesh and blood? Amasa is David's nephew, the same way Yoav is. Both their mothers are David's sisters. And he says, God do to me and so much more, if you are not officer of the army before me always in place of Yoav. David moved from a state of paralyzation at the beginning of the Perek to directing the events so strong that he's at the point of replacing Yoav. This move is a great insult to Yoav, who has been his dedicated general throughout. David is replacing Yoav, who has been by his side and committed to helping him ascend to kingship. There are many reasons that David would be replacing Yoav. And we could think about like the whole situation. It could have been because of Yoav's aggressive attitude and his desire to kill anybody who obstructed David's ascent to kingship. Or it could be the extremely harsh way Yoav just spoke to David when he was mourning over his son Avshalom. Or even possibly because it was he that was the one that struck Avshalom to kill him. Those could be reasons for removing Yoav from the position. There is also a reason why he would be placing Amasa in this position. This appointment of Amasa can be seen as a way to unite Yehuda and Israel. Amasa, although he was from Yehuda, had a command over the men of Israel. He was Avshalom's general, and he led them to war when they went to war against David. By David placing him as his general, he can be gaining the backing of the entire nation. Vayat et levav kol ish Yehuda ki ish echad, vayishalechu el hamelech shuv ata vechol avadecha. And he turned the hearts of the men of Yehuda like one man, and they sent to the king, "You return and all your servants." David succeeded in connecting with the hearts of the men of Yehuda, just like Yoav told him, Pesuk Chet. We mentioned how David learned from his son in Mered Avshalom. He realized he needed to connect with the people, but notice he only connected with the hearts of the men of Yehuda. The consequence to this move will be felt at the end of the Perek and in the rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri in the next Perek, in Perek Kaf. David's troubles are still not over. David is about to return to Eretz Yisrael. He'll move through the experiences that he was exposed to as he left Yerushalayim. As he's preparing to cross over the Yarden, which was stop number 6, he's going to go along with the men of Yehuda. He'll actually have the people or similar situations which parallel the stops 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 will approach him in that order. For the most part, it forms a chiastic structure with his departure from Yerushalayim, with the death of Avshalom and David's reaction in the center. There is one exception to this order. Right after stop number 4, Barzillai HaGiladi, who was from stop number 7, will appear. We'll mention a possible reason to that when we get to that point. First, now at the Yarden, stop number 6, we have Shim'i ben Gera, and with him 1,000 men from Binyamin from stop number 5, and Siva from stop number 4 approach David. Will initially be given the klal, the general view of the people who rushed to greet David as he was crossing the Yarden, and then will be given the prat, the details of their interactions with David. Vayashov hamelech vayavo al hayarden, v'Yehuda ba hagilgala, lalechet likrat hamelech, lehavir et hamelech et hayarden. So the king returned and came to the Yarden, and Yehuda came to Gilgal to go and greet the king, to bring the king over the Yarden. David sent word to his tribe Yehuda, and they responded. They arrived at Gilgal to greet the king. This point of the men of Yehuda and the place Gilgal, right over here, and at the end of the Perek, form a frame or parentheses around David's return to Yerushalayim. Vaymaher Shim'i ben Gera ben Hayimini Asher mibachurim, vayered im ish Yehuda lekrat hamelech David. And Shim'i ben Gera, from Binyamin, who was from Bachurim, rushed and came down with the men of Yehuda to meet the king David. As David is crossing over the Yarden, returning to Eretz Israel, his first encounter, rushing to greet him with the men of Yehuda from David's Shevet, is Shim'i ben Gera, who deserved to be killed for cursing and stoning David, if you remember, as he passed by Bachurim when he was leaving Yerushalayim. Ve'elef ish imo mibenyamin ve'siva na'ar bet Shaul ve'chameshet asar banav ve'esrim avadav ito ve'tzalechu hayarden lifnei hamelech. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him. And Siva, the servant of the house of Shaul, and his 15 sons and 20 servants were with him. And they crossed the Yarden before the king. Take notice how Siva rushed to David with these guilty men of Benjamin. I will address this combination of the two men later on in the perek. Now we're going to go into the details of these two interactions, Shim'i and then Siva. Actually, instead of Siva, we'll hear Mephibosheth's side of the story. Okay, first Shim'i.
ושמעי בן גרה נפל לפני המלך בעוברו בירדן. ועברה העברה להעביר.
Notice this triple language for emphasis. It's actually four times in the perek we have the shoresh. David is finally returning. And the transport, some sort of boat or raft, passed back and forth to bring over the king's household and to do what was good in his eyes. David felt it was the right time to him to return at this point. And Shim'i ben Gera fell down before the king as he was passing over the Yarden. As David was passing over the Yarden, Shim'i ben Gera, the man from Shevet Benjamin, who cursed and stoned David and his men as they were leaving Yerushalayim, fell down before the king.
Vayomer el hamelech, al yachashov li adoni avon, ve'al tizkor et asher ha'ava aved. עבדך ביום אשר יצא אדוני המלך מירושלים לשום המלך את ליבו.
And he said to the king, "Don't think of me, my master, a transgression, and don't remember the sin of your servant on the day my master the king left Yerushalayim, that the king should take it to heart." Here Shim'i is telling David not to take it to heart. The phrase "to take it to heart" has been used repeatedly in situations where the guilty party was being overlooked, with Amnon and Tamar, and again with Avshalom's murder of Amnon. Here Shim'i ben Gera is telling the king not to pay attention to how he behaved when the king was leaving Yerushalayim, even though he's guilty.
Ki yada avdecha, ki ani chatati, v'hine bati hayom rishon lechol bet Yosef, laredet lekrat Adoni HaMelech.
For your servant knows I have sinned. Here I came today, the first of all the house of Yosef, to go down to meet my master, the king. Shim'i knows he's guilty of rebellion, which is punishable by death. He ran to the king to save himself. Shim'i, from Shevet Benjamin, mentions himself as part of the larger group of Bet Yosef, possibly recalling the reverse experience in Mitzrayim, where Yosef forgave Yehuda. Shim'i, from Yosef, is asking David, from Yehuda, to forgive him. The next section, Pasuk Kafbet, we have Shim'i is guilty.
Vayan Avishai ben Tsruya vayomer hatachat zot lo yumat Shim'i ki kilel et Meshiach Adonai.
And Avishai ben Tsruya answered and said, "In place of this shall Shim'i be not be put to death? He cursed God's anointed." Avishai is not interested in forgiving Shim'i in place of his submission to David. The next section, Pesukim Kaf Gimel to Kaf Dalet, David speaks up to Avishai.
Vayomer David, Ma li velachem b'nei Tsruya, ki tihyu li hayom lesatan, hayom yumat ish beYisrael, ki halo yadati ki hayom ani melech al Yisrael.
And David said, "What's with me and you, you sons of Tsruya, that today you should be adversaries to me? Today should any man be put to death in Israel? For I know that today I am king of Israel." David speaks so strongly to Avishai, three times using the word today, reflecting on the words of Yoav to David in the beginning of the perek. David is acting as king today, and he doesn't want the input of the sons of Tsruya. Although Shim'i is guilty, David is going on Shaul's ruling. Nobody dies on the day of God's salvation. When Shim'i cursed David, David accepted it as a curse from God. The fact that Shim'i is now apologizing is a sign to David that God is accepting him back. David returning to Yerushalayim as king is not interested at this point in convicting Shim'i for his disloyalty. The linguistic usage of the word today highlights for us David's changed attitude from the beginning of the perek, when the day of salvation became a day of mourning, due to his crying over Avshalom, And we see the transfer to this day when no man will be put to death. Now he is acting as king.
Vayomer ha-melech el Shimi, lo tamut, vayishava lo ha-melech.
And the king said to Shimi, you will not die. And the king swore to him. The next section, Pesukim Kaf Hei to Kaf Tet, is a section about Mephibosheth. It is placed here parallel to Siva's encounter with David, which was stop number 4. Now I'm just going to give you a reminder about the whole situation with Siva. Siva and his 15 sons and 20 servants became the servants of Mephibosheth, the lame son of Jehonatan, when David was looking to do chesed with the house of Shaul. That happened in Shmuel Bet Perek Tet. Then David transferred Shaul's land to Mephibosheth, and he positioned Siva as his servant. So Siva is the servant of Mephibosheth. But when David was leaving Yerushalayim in Shmuel Bet Perek Tet Zayin, Siva came with food and donkeys to ride on as a gift for the king, and he slandered his master Mephibosheth to David, and he described him as waiting in Yerushalayim to take over the kingship. When David heard this, he transferred Mephibosheth's positions to Siva. So Siva, the servant of Mephibosheth, now had this land and everything of Mephibosheth, Shaul's possessions, now belonged to Siva. Now we have Mephibosheth explaining himself and presenting his side of the story. Here he will be called the son of Shaul, even though he's really the son of Jehonatan. Often in Tanakh, grandsons are called sons. It's possible that here he is referred to as the son of Shaul to emphasize for us that in David's eyes, he was after the kingship, just like his grandfather Shaul was.
Mephibosheth ben Shaul yarad lekrat ha-melech ve'lo asa raglav ve'lo asa sefamo ve'et begadav lo kibes le'min hayom lechet ha-melech ad hayom asher ba b'shalom.
And Mephibosheth, the son of Shaul, came down to meet the king, and he had neither cut his toenails nor trimmed his beard nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came in peace. He came to the king looking disheveled, like somebody who was in mourning.
Vayhi ki ba Yerushalayim likrat ha-melech, vayomer lo ha-melech, lama lo halachta imi Mephibosheth?
And it was when he came to Yerushalayim to meet the king said to him, why didn't you come with me, Mephibosheth? This is an important point. Mephibosheth approached David when he reached Yerushalayim. But right now, in our flow of events, we're still by the Yarden. This is another example of how the naming of a place presents us with the backdrop of the story. This encounter really took place later on, but its misplaced placement right over here is to parallel stop number 4 of Siva. Mephibosheth was not in the presence of Siva. Siva left him in Yerushalayim, and Mephibosheth was waiting in Yerushalayim to greet the king. We'll now see Mephibosheth explain the details to the king of why he didn't join him.
Vayomer Adoni HaMelech, Avdi Rimani Ki Amar Avdecha, Ech Beshali HaChamor, Ve'erkav Elecha, Aleha, Ve'elech El HaMelech, Ki Piseach Avdecha.
And he said, my master the king, my servant, meaning Siva, deceived me. For your servant, he's talking about himself, said, saddle me a donkey so I may ride on it and go with the king, because your servant is lame. Mephibosheth is explaining, because he was lame, he needed help, and he asked Siva to saddle him a donkey so he could go to meet the king. Yet Siva left him alone in Yerushalayim.
Vayragel be'avdecha et Adoni el Adoni HaMelech, ve'Adoni HaMelech kemalach el Elohim, va'aseh hatov be'enecha.
And he slandered your servant, my master, to my master the king. But my master the king is as an angel of God. Do what is good in your eyes. Mephibosheth implies, just like an angel of God, David knows the truth.
Ki lo haya kol bet avi ki im anshe mavet la'adoni ha-melech, v'tashet et avdecha be'ochli shulchanecha, u'ma yesh li od sedaka ve'lizok od el ha-melech. For all my father's house was deserving of death at the hand of my master the king. Yet you set your servant among those that eat at your table. So what right do I have to call out any more to the king?" Mephibosheth recognizes that his family deserved to be killed by David. But instead, David cared for him. Mephibosheth states that it's inappropriate for him to ask anything more from the king. In Pasuk Yirchet, we were told that Siva rushed to David by the Yarden with Shim'i ben Gera and the 1,000 men of Benjamin, connecting Siva to those guilty men of Benjamin who cursed and stoned David. Siva's placement over there with those that are guilty of rebellion possibly infers that his guilty position as well. The next section, Pesukim Lamed and Lamed Aleph, we have David's judgment. Vayomer lo hamelech, lama tedaber od devarecha? Amarti ata v'tziva tachleku et hasadeh. And the king said to him, "Why should you speak any more concerning your matters? I say you and Siva will divide the land." Vayomer Mephibosheth el hamelech, gam et hakol yikach. And Mephibosheth said to the king, "Let him take it all, after my master the king has come in peace to his home." David ruled they should split the land, yet Mephibosheth declared he's willing to give up all his possessions, knowing that the king has returned safely. This ruling is similar to Shlomo's ruling in Sefer Melachim, to split the disputed baby. Yet here, when Mephibosheth was willing to give up his portion, David did not respond as Shlomo did. The rabbis in Gemara Masechet Shabbat, Daf Nun Vav Amud Bet, are critical of David and say that this was the starting point of the splitting of Yisrael. This next section, Pesukim Lamed Bet through Lamed Chet, is about Barzillai HaGiladi. He was one of the three men who did chesed with David, bringing him all sorts of provisions when he was in Machanaim. He now returns to escort David over the Yarden. Barzillai HaGiladi's placement from stop number 7, placed over here after stop number 4, may be to highlight a connection to our previous section with Mephibosheth. When Barzillai HaGiladi came to David in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Kaf Zayin, he was with two other men, one of them being Amiel from Lo Davar. Amiel cared for Mephibosheth until David took responsibility for him. David found Mephibosheth in the house of Amiel on the eastern side of the Yarden, and we mentioned how he was possibly expelled from the palace after Shaul and Yehonatan's death by Siva. Barzillai's chesed links us to the chesed that Amiel did with David, bringing him all sorts of provisions, and also to the chesed that he did with Mephibosheth, taking care of him. Barzillai HaGiladi's placement here actually reflects two stops. We'll see going forward how it also reflects on stop number 3. First, we'll speak about his chesed. Barzillai HaGiladi yarad merogelim, vayavor et hamelech hayarden, leshalecho et hayarden. And Barzillai HaGiladi came down from Rogelim, and he passed over the Yarden with the king, to send him over the Yarden. He came to escort David back into Eretz Yisrael. Barzillai zaken meod, ben shmonim shana, vehu chilkal et hamelech beshevato, bemachanaim, ki ish gadol hu meod. And Barzillai was a very old man, 80 years old, and he had provided for the king when he was in Machanaim. We saw this in Perek Yud Zayin, for he was a very big man, meaning he was rich. Vayomer HaMelech el Barzillai, ata avor iti v'chilkalti otecha imadi beYerushalayim. And the king said to Barzillai, "You pass over with me, and I'll sustain you with me in Yerushalayim." David wants to repay Barzillai for his kindness. Vayomer Barzillai el HaMelech, kama yimei shenei chayai, ki e'ele et HaMelech Yerushalayim. Barzillai said to the king, "How many are the days of my life, of the years in my life, that I should go up with the king to Yerushalayim?" He asks, "How much longer do I have to live?" Ben shemonim shana anochi hayom, ha'eda ben tov lera, im yit'am avdecha et asher ochal ve'et asher eshteh, im eshma od bekol sharim v'sharot, I am 80 years old today. Will I differentiate between good and bad? Will your servant taste what I eat or drink? Will I hear any longer the voice of singing men and women? So why should your servant be a burden to my master the king? Barzillai explains to the king that he'll be a burden for him if he travels with him.
This is parallel to stop number 3, when David told Hushai Ha'arki the same message, "Go back because you will be a burden for me. Rather, help me from the city." And Barzillai continued to explain to the king, "Kim'at ya'avor avdecha et ha'yirden et ha'melech, ve'lama yigmeleni ha'melech ha'gimula hazot?" A short distance your servant came over the Yarden with the king. And why should the king reward me with this reward?
Yashovna avdecha ve'amut be'iri im kever avi ve'imi ve'hine avdecha kimhan ya'avor im adoni ha'melech ve'ase lo et asher tov be'enecha.
Let your servant return, and I will die in my own city by the grave of my father and my mother. But here your servant Kimham will go over with my master the king and do to him what seems good in your eyes. Barzillai HaGiladi returns to his city, yet he sends his son Kimham to continue along with the king. Barzillai and Kimham here are parallel to Hushai of stop number 3. Hushai, who went back to Yerushalayim, is like Barzillai going back. Yet even though Hushai went back, he was able to help the king from the city. And here, even though Barzillai went back, David was able to help him through Kimham. The next section, Pesukim Lamed Tet through Membet, the king crosses over the Yarden.
Vayomer Hamelech iti yavod Kimham ve'ani e'ese lo et hatov be'enecha ve'chol asher tivchar alai e'ese lach.
And the king answered, "Kimham will pass over with me, and I will do with him what is good in your eyes, and I, whatever you choose, I will do for you."
Vayavor kol ha'am et ha'yarden, v'ha'melech avar, v'yishak ha'melech le'Barzillai, v'yivarechehu, v'yashov limkomo.
And all the people went over the Yarden, and the king went over, and the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned to his place.
Vayavor ha'melech ha'gilgala, וכמהם עבר עמו, וכל עם יהודה העבירו את המלך וגם חצי עם ישראל.
So the king went over to Gilgal, and Kimham went with him, and all the people of Yehuda crossed the king over, and also half of the nation of Israel. The king crossing over the Yarden and coming to Gilgal is reminiscent of Bnei Israel crossing over the Yarden and coming to Gilgal. This is parallel to stop number 2 when David crossed over Nachal Kidron from Yerushalayim towards the wilderness with the Kohanim carrying the Aron. That happened in Perek Tetvav Pasuk Kaf Gimel. Here David returned.
V'hine chol Yisrael ba'im el ha'melech v'yomeru el ha'melech madu genavucha achenu ish Yehuda v'yaviru et ha'melech v'et beto et ha'yarden.
And here all the men of Israel came to the king and said to the king, "Why have our brothers, the men of Yehuda, robbed you and brought the king and his household all over the Yarden, and all David's men with him?" The men of Israel are asking why the men of Yehuda were getting this special honor. The next section, Pasuk Mem Gimel, we see Yehuda's loyalty to David.
Vaya'an kol ish Yehuda al Yisrael, Al ish Israel, ki karov hamelech elai, v'lama ze chara lecha, al hadavar hazeh, ha'achol achalnu min hamelech, im niset nisa lanu?
And all the men of Yehuda answered the men of Israel. Notice we don't have the response of David, rather the men of Yehuda responded. Because the king is my family, why should this anger you? Have we eaten at all from the king, or have we been given a gift? The men of Yehuda pointing out how their transferring the king over the Yarden did not cause the men of Israel to experience any loss. These men of Yehuda stating their loyalty to David is parallel to Ittai Hagiti, who demonstrated his loyalty to David in stop number 1. The next pasuk, Pasuk Mem Dalid, is the beginning of the next section, which ends in the next in Perek Kaf. We will read it with the next perek where it belongs. David is back in Eretz Yisrael. He just crossed over the Yarden and all the men of Yehuda were there to bring him back. We have watched David in his hardships leave and now return to Eretz Yisrael. The usage of the word heart in this perek picks up on an important part. Shimei told David not to take his sin to his heart. David, in his wisdom, chose to listen to him and did not have him killed. He used his kingly power to pardon him. But he is aware that he needs to be punished, and in Sefer Melachim Perek Bet, he will command his son Shlomo to take care of him. In this Perek, David connects with the hearts of the men of Yehuda, where we saw that Yoav instructed David to connect with the hearts of the people. The consequence to David showing precedence to the men of Yehuda will be felt in the next Perek.